Hello, this is Sid Souter. You're listening to the Too Much Rock Podcast, number 51. We started things off this week with a song by Battles called Tij, off their album Mirrored, that came out in March of this year on Warp Records. Battles are probably on tour right now, I think, promoting that, and I don't know that I've seen dates for them around here, except for as part of the Pitchfork Fest coming up in mid-July. And I'd like to catch them on that, but gosh, big festivals and all that. So maybe if Warp says, hey, you can show up and not deal with crowds and stand side stage and watch the band and take pictures, then I'll be there. Otherwise, I'll just have to ask you guys if I missed the most wonderful show in the world. I've got a very odd show myself this week, and it kind of happens this way. The way the Too Much Rock Podcast works is I get new music every week, and I listen to it, and I figure out what track I like best on it, or which one I think exemplifies the album most, and then I play it for you. And if it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. But either way, we suffer through it together based on my mistakes. However, I'm not always consistent about what I get in a week, and this is one of those weeks. I've got some tracks coming up now that are heavy and gloomy and dark, and then after that it's all, well, you'll find out. Sorry to do this to you, because I know half of you are going to hate this and half of you are going to love it. Actually, nobody's going to like this but me. This is Tabula Negative.
I can't believe I died last night. Oh God, I'm dead again. I can't believe I died. of a woman that I hardly know. Deep in a place where the devil is as white as the snow. Or do you think I wouldn't mind it if I finally go and change my life from a ribbon to a marvelous bow? For these crimes of love, I've been forced to hide. For some, the strange in life's real fine. For some, the strangest in life is mine. Who's to say what they can live without? But when the very thing that caused their woe was sometimes better than. Try to find the answer as I look up above. But just a chance to figure it out, there's so love. To never want it through the room forever opens a door. And now I simply wish I were marooned upon a magical shore.
One to gaze at my inside. Don't find me liable for the.
Better than you know.
I got a feeling I'm going to need to defend that last one. That last one was Deadzy with the song Better Than You Know off their album Phantasmagoria that finally came out in August of last year on Immortal Records. I know they're one of those kid bands like Orgy or whatever, but the first album was so wonderful and it was so Gary Numan. It was, anyway, yeah, that album is actually kind of a disappointment, though I do like that track, but it's by far the best on the album. Before that was the new album from Typo Negative. I played Dead Again. The title track from that album came out in March of this year, and that one actually is very good. It's solid, and, you know, you kind of got to like that thing, but if you do, this is a very good Typo Negative album. We're now going to switch gears big time, and I've got four mostly solo female artists coming up next, and sometimes that's just how it happens. I'm going to start things off with Christine Fellows with the song Souvenirs off of her album Paper Anniversary. They came out way back in 2005 on Six Shooter Records, and I don't know, she probably has something more recent. I saw her about a year ago opening for Mountain Goats and was somewhat impressed, and then heard this album and liked it a lot more. Very good stuff. Anyway, I should stop talking about music and just play it. This is Christine Fellows.
Hazard lights at rush hour, blinking back those years, and wonder how you got here, this overpass so close. These souvenirs betray you, absent warnings nailed to hydro pools, crosswords hidden in the landscape, this place you almost call home. Could you bring me back a cardinal from Kentucky or that blue-eyed dove that followed you from Texas? This time they might be enough. Something for everyone. Could you bring me back a cardinal from Kentucky or that blue-eyed dove that followed you from Texas? This time they might be enough. Could you bring me back a coin rub smooth and run over by a passing truck? Could you call me when you're overhead so I could run out to the front lawn and wave?
Thank you.
right, I told you that last set was going to be a little different. We started it off with Christine Fellows with the song Souvenir off Paper Anniversary, and then continued with Jade McNellis, a song called Christmas Eve off her album All the Fables that came out March of this year on Good Fences Records. Jade is an artist that I know very little about. The record just kind of showed up in my mailbox one day, and I was very happy it did. So I'll keep an eye out and find out what's going on there. When I'm in the mood, that's a great album to listen to, and who knows what kind of mood I'm going to be in. We continued on there with the last track by Tara Jane O'Neill with the song The Louder off of her album In Circles. Came out on Quarterstick Records back September of last year, I believe. Tara Jane O'Neill is a funny artist, and that she's got such a wonderful back history of so many different and varied projects, and all of them are wonderful. However, I was at a friend's house about a year ago or 2 years ago, and she was in the kitchen making dinner or something of that sort, and asked me to put on a record. And I went to her extensive vinyl collection, pulled out a Tara Jane O'Neill record, and threw it on, and immediately she came into the room and said, what'd you put that on for? And kind of looked at her quizzically, and then remembered she once lost a boyfriend to Tara Jane O'Neill, which is sad when you lose your boyfriend to a lesbian, but sometimes that sort of thing happens. We're going to end the podcast this week with a song by My Brightest Diamond off of her album Bring Me the Workhorse. Her, I guess, is Cher Worden. If you know that name, it's because she spent some time with Sufjan Stevens. I don't know what she did with him. I think everybody does everything with him, though. It does come out on his record, Asthmatic Kitty, in August of last year. So thank you for listening for the Too Much Rock podcast. For more information, you can visit me online at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. And this is Magic Rabbit by My Brightest Diamond.
Maybe I took her from my mother to her.